I need t-shirts that are large, but XL sleeves. Swear to God.
You think so?
Yeah, I think
Let me
so.
see that. Let me see that
Why, have you
buy.
been bulking?
That's not bad,
It's
dude.
not bad.
Definition.
All natural?
I mean,
I mean, I
obviously.
just woke up.
Are you talking about building your body a little?
Yeah, summer 2021.
You gonna get shredded?
Me.
You gonna
It's
get
mine.
shredded? You gonna
Yeah.
dry out or what?
I'm gonna dry out the whole nine. Me and Shane.
Yeah,
You
I'm
guys gonna
drying
dry
out.
out?
Yeah.
I'm drying out right now.
Shane's gonna get on the Peloton.
I'm gonna get jacked.
Big
Dude, I'm
ass
telling you, it's the
legs.
only move. It's the only thing that makes sense anymore to get as ripped and jacked as
Summer
possible.
21 is mine, actually. I regret to inform you. 21 has become
We can
mine.
share it.
I'll give you a taste, but Summer
I
21.
mean, a few weeks back, I already claimed that Summer
I remember you
2021's
claimed
mine.
summer. I regret to inform you, Summer 2021 is mine.
Yeah. I texted Spade this morning at about 5
It's
o'clock.
my favorite thing to do is steal somebody's bit on the air before they get to say
Yeah, I texted Spade this morning. The pump is nonfiction.
We talk, but you go. So you go to a Patriot gym.
Oh yeah, no mask.
Oh yeah.
How'd you find this?
Huh?
How'd you find this safe?
Hey man, we find each other.
You went down there and just saw.
I was driving a truck in the morning, and the windows are tinted during the day, so the lights were on. And when I was driving by, I saw inside that.
You found some
like-minded. What'd
man.
You see in there?
No mask.
Saw guys with no masks working
you
out.
saw
Didn't see
guys
a guy. It was actually a girl
you
working
saw
out.
guys
Nice
working
try.
out.
You guys want to do this?
I'm not
You want
trying to
to
see
go to
your
war?
game.
I
I'm not
don't
saying
want
you're
war at
gay.
all.
I'm saying you saw
You
dudes
saw
working
men
out.
working out. You pulled it. You said you slammed on the brakes.
You hit those. That's what those trucks are for. Those Jake brakes.
And then you fucking pulled in.
This is funny. Happy time.
You saw some
I come
deep
from a
tanks.
long. I come from a long line of bodybuilders. Matt, didn't Spade do something to you once?
What do you mean?
Your
yeah,
lustrous?
Put my picture, my before and afters, dude. What's
What
wrong?
happened?
What's wrong before and afters?
What did he do? What happened though?
I took before and afters, dude. He got his hands on my befores, dude. I never
Why
took
would
the
you
afters.
Ever take befores?
To track my gains, dude. Well, I was bulking. I was going to cut down. So these
yeah.
before and afters are going to be sick. Dude.
So you had befores,
but
I had
this
befores.
Was personal,
and it wasn't just befores, but I was like. Dude,
how old were you?
I was in college. I was like 20, 23. Fucking in my underwear rolled up.
So why were
I mean,
you
dude,
doing this?
Oh my God.
What? Why were you doing it though?
To measure my gains, dude.
Just for yourself?
No, I was doing it with Wes. I was doing it with Wes and he was like, "We have to measure." And I was like, "Yeah, dude, obviously. We got to see what we're getting." I mean, I don't know why you're bringing sexuality in this.
You guys, oh, you pull over, you see the guys there. I'm not
dude,
right, Spade
here
aren't
is what
taking
happened.
Bodybuilding pictures together.
How are these levels looking in there?
Is
Billy spiking the
We're
levels?
Gonna have to delete this. We're gonna have to check these.
No, this is fine. No, please. I think it's fine. Mayor, how's the levels looking? Get off the
Billy,
goddamn Candy
he's on
Crush.
The phone. Are you
yeah,
playing Candy Crush right now? Is that what's
no.
happening?
No, no, no.
What are you
yeah.
doing? What are you doing over there?
Yeah.
I was crushing
I'm looking
candy.
Up how to make ground orange chicken.
Jesus.
That seems like it could definitely wait.
Christ. What?
That seems like it could wait.
Yeah, for sure.
That
dude.
Feels like something that should wait. And I'm disappointed.
That sounds like something that must wait.
Okay.
Yeah, that must. I've been watching the industry. I might have to call you into a meeting.
True.
Dress you down a little.
So, Bill, you're driving the truck. You,
you
see
saw
a bunch,
of guys in there taking.
No problem. Dude, you're the one who put this weird spin on
you
it.
You saw
saying,
guys taking afters.
Here.
You
just,
saw some afters in
I
the
I just
gym.
Woke up. You guys told me to come upstairs, and now I'm here.
we were
yeah, right. I saw a lot of like-minded individuals go.
Yeah,
into a gym. And I was like, "Wow, that's weird. No mask. Maybe it's private or something like that." The guy said, "No, I just don't really care about that stuff."
Hell yeah,
I agree with him because there's a very small number of COVID deaths from gyms.
I can see
that's
that.
That's true.
Obviously, because everyone's in shape.
He laughs.
Because yeah, because everyone's in shape. Most people go to the gym.
Same person.
Most people who go to the gyms are in shape.
Yeah.
So COVID mainly affects people who haven't gone to the gym in a while.
The guys with the befores.
Just yeah. the befores. Doesn't get yeah. the afters.
So you took before and after bodybuilding pictures.
Yeah, dude. My mom thought I was on steroids, dude. I was fucking yoked.
No, you weren't.
I was fucking yoked, dude.
You were just real emotional.
What? You kidding me, dude?
No, you kidding me? You were having spaz attacks.
When did I have a spaz attack?
When mom thought you were on steroids. It was anytime I have protein powder anywhere near me, she's like, that made Matt weird.
Are you talking about the time I cried when I overdrafted my credit card, dude? I tell you about when I ran away from home at like 21.
Why?
I overdrafted my credit card. So the first time I had a credit card, it was actually when I came back from Brazil, which you know, I don't know if you're talking about. But,
that's the Patreon. Go ahead.
Overdraft
check
my
out.
Credit card very hard. Very hard. Just, you know, just charitable stuff down in Brasilia. And
gave back.
I went hard on the card, overdrafted it, and then like I was like my dad's like, dude, there's like 18% interest. Like, you're kind of you're screwed, dude. And yeah. I was like, and I just, I was overwhelmed, dude. And I just fucking cried. And I was like, oh shit, I'm crying in front of my dad. I'm like 21 or 20, however old I was. And I was like, and I just ran away. And just sat across the street and like Darlington was like a music academy and just fucking cried.
Oh fuck, you're emotional being.
I tried so hard, dude.
And then they were like, he's probably on steroids.
But that wasn't. That was the thing. Yeah. I mean, obviously, did I
you're
take
just Jack?
Did I take emotional? Animal M-Stack? Yeah. Did I know it was banned? No. So it's like, you know.
So wait, I do want to. We need to. So your family, your mom thought you were on steroids.
Yeah, and I don't blame her because I was fucking. I was. Because
you were yoked,
dude. I was like.
I can't buy protein
right
powder. How much do you weigh? 225?
Yeah, I was like 240 all muscle, dude. No, I was like 200.
Yeah, it's like been there, done that.
Fucking, dude. Crazy, dude.
Look, I've been jacked. It's not great. So I stopped doing it. I see what you're doing. You like it. You like working out. I've done it. Been there, done that.
I mean, Bill, what's your goal weight?
I don't have a goal weight.
What's your goal like? What's your goal in
terms
of body composition?
I want to get 315 10 times on bench.
So you just have performance metrics.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I'm
what was your goal with the befores?
I don't know, honestly. I just wanted to get ripped.
And so you took before pictures. You and your friend took...
The afters never happened.
Them flexing in your underwear. You took pictures like that.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah. And then Spud got his hands off.
So I think... how did that happen, Bill?
Young Bannon?
Young Bannon. Spud Bannon, dude.
Yeah. Spud K. Bannon got the pics. And Spud and Tom...
Where did you get the pics, I'm saying?
On a digital camera.
Right.
So Spud and Tom had no idea how Facebook worked. We're not even going to get into Spud's Facebook dealings. So, you know, it's weird.
You just did, but
no. But fucking Spud got a hold of pictures and put it up on Matt's Facebook, thinking it was just funny, not knowing that everyone can now see that. So then Matt got it on Spud's thing. But the funny part is Spud got karma for that because Bert got Spud.
What do you do?
He pretended to be a girl. Spade had a huge crush on at a coffee shop.
Oh, my God.
Texted him for like a week trying to hang out. And Spud's going into this coffee shop thinking he talked to
Bert. Catfished him?
Bodie Babe.
What?
Yes. He catfished him overnight. Or not overnight.
And Bert got some karma for that.
Bert got the biggest karma. That's what I'm saying. Don't fuck with Spade. He will get you with the most karma.
What happened to Bert? What karma did he have in him? I mean,
went to fucking jail.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought the Spud
was it like
a
fun
him.
Trick.
No, Spud just took the L on that. Yeah, we were talking about that the other day. Yeah. That's what on our Patreon we were talking about just the gay shit I did when I was little.
What would you do when you were little?
I knew you were going to promote your Patreon.
Yeah, I mean,
dude,
war mode.
Just woke up.
Business mode, dude.
Capitalists.
The just moguls. Woke up. The young capitalists.
Probably the best podcasters on the planet, but it doesn't matter. No, I was talking about like when Sharky died and you guys all pretended to be Sharky in front of Kathleen and made her cry.
You're talking about Cujo, bro.
Sharky, the first dog that died on the farm.
It was before you were even born, bro.
I was around. Sharky was around.
No, you weren't.
Sure was.
Yeah, I was. I was around.
Did you ever talk about the time Billy assaulted our one dog as a young child?
What?
No.
Did I? Who?
You don't remember this?
What dog?
Cujo.
What'd I do?
You hit her in the ribs with a baseball bat. you were really, really little. You were a toddler.
Yeah.
Little guy. This is back when you were obsessed with Godzilla.
Yes.
I remember you were like, you came in, dropped a bat, and I was like, it was metal too. And I was like, oh, fuck. Came out and saw my dog just laying in a puddle of piss.
Oh my God.
I was like, don't fuck with me. What the fuck do you do? You're like, I hit her, and I was like, jeez, you were so little. You were like, did no idea what
I
the
did
fuck
it
you're
to
doing.
Our Uncle Jack's van, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. He was on a fucking vigilante spree.
I was on a rampage. I Benoit the fuck out when I was like six, dude.
Yeah, yeah. He broke my uncle's taillight. Just walked around the bat and was like,
watched too much wrestling.
Came back from it and fucking hit our dog in the ribs, dude. I think it was like. The coup de grace for
that's
the dog.
So sad.
He didn't know what he was
doing.
That's
fucked up, dude.
I was just a young girl.
He was a youngster, and he was watching a lot. He was watching a lot of Godzilla.
A lot of sickos, dude.
That shit doesn't
matter.
Like, it's not like it happened out of nowhere.
A lot of Godzilla.
He was, dude.
Hold on. I know we moved past it, but I need to hear your side of when you got on Facebook and saw your
performance. Oh, my God, dude.
The feeling, dude, I would.
Total dread.
I would.
This Facebook just came out, so I had like three pictures on there. So then all of a sudden, it's like, the thing is,
first influencer.
It was.
You were a thought. You were being a thought.
I was Matt Watson, dude.
Yeah.
I was down there. My befores were going up there. And I think I caught it right before like anyone got their hands. Someone was trying, my roommate was trying to upload it and save it, but I pulled the picture off. And they're like, damn it.
I told you, I put a picture of my dick on my
Snapchat?
Snapchat story.
How?
It was a mistake. I used to take pictures of my dick and color it, like, because you could draw on Snapchat and then send it to my friends as a goof. It's a fun goof, dude. Don't try to pretend like it's not hilarious. Okay. It's a very funny thing.
Maybe
but
you can do other things, too.
One time I took it, and
it was a prank.
It was right after I had not had Snapchat for a while. When I re-downloaded it, I pressed what I thought was the coloring utensil to bring up the tools.
Yeah.
Just sent it straight to my story without coloring on it at all.
Soft?
Soft penis, dude. Just a picture of, like a bushel of pubes and like a soft penis. And it was my story on Snapchat.
Just a pure Saint Benedict
for like
dude.
5 minutes. For like 5 minutes, and then I got a phone call from Gabe, my friend Anthony. So Anthony Gabriel, what up, boy? He's a lawyer now. He called and was like, "What are you doing?" And right when he called, I was like, "Oh my god,
my bird!"
Because I didn't know where the bird picture went.
Everywhere.
I had no idea that it just. I thought I'd hit delete. I thought I hit access accidentally because once you press add to story, it just went.
Have you ever thought about doing butthole art? Taking a pic of your butt? People would look at
That'd
be
very funny.
While,
people would be
dude.
Confused as to what that
is
was.
What that was?
I was good at the dick pic. Like, the dick, you couldn't really see it was a dick. You had to, like, look. Like, you'd see pubes or something. But, like, I would draw, like, a full football player's uniform on it and then just have the helmet be the tip of my... Like, I took a lot of time with it.
Yeah. So how'd you upload the raw file?
It just happened.
It just accidentally... Yeah. Like, I accidentally hit it. And again, it wasn't even a hard dong. This was a flaccid penis sent to my store.
The bench rider.
This was...
Oh, fuck.
I think I might rather have that than...
Hard?
A hard dong?
A before catalog on Facebook.
I mean, I would do it today. Just talking...
Now it would be funny. But I mean, if you were serious doing it...
Funny about that, dude.
You do look jacked right now. You've been getting jacked.
I'm shredded. I'm shredding right now. Trying to get down to like 175, shred up and build up from there. But it takes a lot of discipline.
Yeah. You
know, a lot of discipline. Pretty tired. I woke up at 4 in the morning. Just why? I think just from lack of calories. Just woke up, woke up like dizzy, like, oh, shit.
I've talked about this before, and I'm surprised you left out your before picture experience.
I forgot all
last
about
time
it, dude.
I brought this up. Because my one friend.
Wait, what before did you have?
My friend's dad did it.
Dude, yeah.
My friend's dad did it on Facebook. He took a bunch of befores.
Fuck.
My friend's dad, he was like 60.
He got drunk, right?
I don't know. Before I assume he was hammered. He took a bunch of, like, I'm going to lose weight before pictures of him, like, shirtless in the mirror in their bathroom.
Yeah.
And posted them on Facebook. And I mean.
It never followed through.
Our one just constantly, it's like a picture of him like this on his couch, and it's like in a dark room all blurry. He's like. Every time. I'm not going to say it all.
Sounds
there.
Like a Vikings fan.
I think I know. No. Yeah.
He lives near your boy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is he a Vikings fan?
No. He's not. No. He's just always.
Dude, don't talk about
him. He's always looking
I don't know.
At the
just, that's the yeah, one uncle story I know.
That was the one thing. Again, my family's so fucking mean, dude. This guy has a thing he likes and everyone walks down. Did you see the uncle, the Vikings basement?
Spade painted.
Did he really?
I don't know if he painted the basement. But he
Spade only did a little bit. That guy did a lot himself. He did a lot. He's not that guy.
He's a purple people eater.
He is, dude. My whole family went down. This guy's one thing in the world he likes, and everyone was like, dork. It's like,
yeah,
of habit, dude.
I mean, I don't. Pretty much only one family really likes sports in our entire like family.
Not true.
10-02. Who else?
I love
sports,
dude.
The fuck out of here, dude.
You kidding me?
I tried to have a catch with my dad one time. He threw a football to me underhanded. I was like, all right, dude.
Oh, my God.
Threw it back to me like that. I was like, all right. He's side on
it, dude.
Yeah.
He fluted, dude.
True.
I saw dad play football when I was little, and he was fucking hammered. He just kept getting tackled and falling like as hard as possible on the cold ground. And I remember watching it and just being like, He came in that night and like stumbled over the vacuum and grabbed my foot. And I was like, get away. You don't know about those times, Bill.
Nah, not
you
really.
Only were around the good times.
Yeah, you weren't there. You weren't there for the
back
hard
when
times.
Daddy left alone the moonshine, dude.
I was there for the good old days. I mean, sorry.
You got clean shaven pappy. It was the first half of our family, me, Tom, and Kevin. Mutants, dude. Just fucking fully got fucking.
What, because your dad, did he stop? No, your dad.
Stopped drinking.
Really?
Right around Billy. They only got the good times, dude. Sold the trash business, quit the fucking booze.
You had a drinking dad. You had a drinking trash dad coming home.
Drinking trash dad, dude. You get a fucking demerit from school, dude. Drinking trash dad. Fucking turn you around and kick you in the ass, dude. It fucking sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a drinking sales dad. I still got slapped around. Drinking sales dad. Okay.
I grew up. Well, that's also too. That's a charged environment.
Yeah.
So it's like there's enough riding where you come home and you know you can beat up some kids. But yeah, I grew up thinking it was completely normal to drink like six beers with your dinner. Like I didn't think that was weird at all. Growing up, I was like, yeah, you have like four or six beers every night you drink dinner.
Yeah, which is great. Like people get used to that, but I don't know. I never have. Like if I drink a six pack like in a short amount of time, I'm definitely feeling it. Like the geezers are definitely the dads that come home and like start crushing light beers. They're like, that doesn't do anything to me anymore. It's like, I do it a lot and it does.
Yeah.
You're definitely like getting buzzed.
Dude,
they probably stop talking because they constantly get their balls broken. Like, I don't even feel it anymore.
What do you mean?
They're probably hammered, but they're just not saying it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. It's also funny, too, because I was doing the math. I'm like, that must have been crazy. I think by then we had like four kids. Coming home, having like five beers at dinner, just being like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, you got to drink. Well, still, having that many kids, you got to drink your way out of that nightmare of a house.
But it was also completely normal. I was like, all right, you get done from work. It's like, yeah, you have like five, six beers. And, you know.
That actually is pretty normal.
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
No, it's not at all.
It does rule.
For me now, if I did that, my life would fall apart.
Yeah.
If I tried drinking five beers a night, I would instantly fall apart.
It'd be great.
Oh, it'd be fucking horrible. I'd love that. It'd be horrible, dude.
No. I want that.
I can't stand it.
You're close, dude. You're getting there. Say that in the camera again.
I can't stand the taste of beer. Yeah. Shit literally tastes like earwax to me.
What do you like? What's your drink of choice?
Seltzer.
You were pretty drunk when you called me the other night, weren't you?
When?
I don't know. You called me. You're out at a party or something?
No, I was just hanging out, Pat.
You went to a party?
No.
You weren't drunk?
Here we go.
You didn't have any drinks. Be honest.
Bill, why is Bill party? You party lies, dude.
Party was boy.
Big time party boy. Pat,
I was just asking for your nudes. I was chilling.
I thought you said it.
I was just trying to see that picture of you all naked.
What nude?
I showed you, bro.
In front of
The fucking dude.
I got chewed out for that, dude.
Have you seen it? You got chewed out for it?
Why?
Fuck, I was afraid of that.
I thought it was a naked picture of me online. I don't know.
No, nobody could see it. Sorry. The one online is not.
Oh, that was my fault. I was like, I held it directly.
Yeah, but that's not good quality.
Yeah, of course.
The real one's good.
She was doing a comparison, like, well, what if I put a naked pic out? I'm like, it's different.
She's
like,
everybody knows that's different.
I'm like,
yours is funny.
Mine's funny. Yeah. Yours would not be funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, so. But, I mean, dude, water under the bridge, dude. No big deal. We've grown closer over it, honestly.
Yeah.
Over the Grinch. Has
he seen it yet?
Yeah, he saw it. I showed him.
All right, good.
Took him aside, the little family party.
Dude, how funny is that picture?
That's very disgusting.
That might be the goat. Dude, that might be literally the best picture I've ever seen.
You just look like pure evil.
It really does.
Dude, I was. It was like 3 in the morning. I was sitting there like with like
I showed my family. I showed my family the one you sent.
How they like it.
Everybody loved it.
Oh, it's so funny,
The whole family loved it.
It's so funny.
Everybody was like, what the fuck is he doing? Why is he holding his penis?
Yeah. Thank God I was.
Yeah. That's what we all agreed on.
Yeah, dude.
How good that, I mean, how close that picture was to literally the best picture I've ever seen.
Although it definitely, like, expanded my tits, so maybe that would have given me
all the push-ups.
I would have been a meme, dude, of just the guy fucking sitting over the bed.
You wouldn't. No. You got the whole kit and caboodle in that one hand there. There was nothing, nothing was reaching past the chair.
I had it tucked. It was under my butt, dude. It was under my butt. Dude, I'm a large cup, dude, for jiu-jitsu.
Shut up, dude.
A large cup, dude. They didn't have him in camouflage.
Bill, you're driving. You see dudes lifting. You slam on the brakes. You say, that must be it. That's Valhalla. I'm getting in there. And you walk in, you say, fellow patriots. And they say, hey, Bill, come here. They you around a little.
I walked in there. I was like, hey, man, just what's up with the gym? Like,
that's my rig out there.
They say, hey, man, is that your rig? And I say, oh, that old thing.
Don't, dude.
I saw your face.
This is what I was woken up from a nap.
That's
for.
Not even a ribbon.
Where's Gay Bill? That's right here from my first floor up here. Where's Gay Bill?
I was just kidding. I hoped you heard that. That's why
Bill,
I said
we're
it.
We're feeding off your energy
we
right
need
now.
We
need
you. You should wait till you see the Patreon episode. It's Stonk News. Right? Classic Stonk 'em, dude. We needed you.
Yeah, but I mean, since we're all having fun, back to the crying shit.
Yeah.
Very hilarious when Matt got caught drinking. One of the funniest
things. Yeah, we talked about it.
I was there, though.
I cried when I got caught.
I was in the bedroom with a SpongeBob pillow in a bunk bed with my sister with it over my face. And Matt's like, this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, why was Kathleen in our room, dude?
No, Mara was in our room up top.
What the hell is she doing in the top bunk? That was boys only.
Petrified of monsters. Me.
You were scared of monsters?
Petrified.
And then fucking old Stevie Janowski came in screaming. Did he
fucking
book
it? I'm gonna fucking kill myself. Oh, fuck it.
I went full Stevie, too. Dude, don't worry about it. I got caught. I was just like, Dad,
you're a fucking jerk.
I tried to fight him 3 different times. I would walk upstairs. I came down with some befores. I took my shirt off and came down.
Kill myself.
Full befores. And I was like, Dad, you fucking pussy. Fight me. And he was like, get upstairs. You're drunk. And I'd be like, who do you think I learned it from? Yeah, the first I mean, he did hit me in the face as soon as I saw him, which is...
Well, he saw you drunk and was just like, whack.
He hit me right across the fucking... Backhanded me right in the front of my mouth. Oh, in the car. He got in the car. He was like, I'll give you one chance to tell me the truth. Are you drunk? And I was like, no. He just like, what the fuck, Dad?
You probably reeked, too. I was just thinking about that.
Dude, I like, fell down. Yeah, I fell down.
I would get in the car with like my aunt after like me and my cousin would smoke cigarettes, and she goes... You guys smoking? I was like, no, it was a fire. Just reek of a Marlboro Light.
Yeah, there's so many times where you're like, man, these people, I got away with it. It's just parents that are like, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to fucking tell on him.
Yeah, I don't feel like fucking
you know what
this.
I mean? I don't feel like talking to his mom and being like, they were smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, I think someone like sold a CVS and we were smoking Cool Wides every weekend for like 3 weeks.
How old were you?
I was probably like 17, 18.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, when did you smoke cigarettes?
Fifth grade.
Yeah, dude.
You never had earrings, right?
No.
Okay. Yeah, dude. I remember smoking cigarettes when I was a youngling, dude.
I started
around then, like 10 years old, and we would go out in the woods and just like take black. We used to just get Philly blunts and smoke them to the face.
We used like, to actual, roll not, up like, paper. We would take printing paper. Same. We were just smoking everything.
We used to smoke sugar. Me and my cousin used to roll up sugar packets. We used to just like grab dried leaves and smoke.
Yeah, we started
them.
Smoking weed when we were in fifth grade.
Did you really? Where'd you get weed from?
I don't know. That's weird.
Beasters.
I never got high. I literally never got high once.
That's hot eyes. Never got high.
I definitely never inhaled it. We would always smoke it out of soda cans.
Pure red face.
Yeah, just get some swag. I didn't smoke weed till I think graduating eighth grade. I think I might have took a couple res hits, but I don't want to brag. Yeah. Smoking res is where it's at.
First
dude.
Time I smoked weed was because of Matt.
When was that?
You brought me to Drexel when I was like a sophomore in high school. I went to Drexel and I was chilling.
You hung out that pothead.
It was
Mr.
With,
Olympia.
It was with Matt. It was
Mr.
You,
Universe
Tom,
was smoking weed.
You,
Arnold smoked weed. There's videos of him doing it.
Tom, Timmy, Kev, we all went out.
Ooh, you're the
you were living over on where the hell is that?
Spring Garden,
Pounton Ave. The bottom of Pounton Ave.
Say, hey, is that your rig out there, man? You're like, yeah,
dude.
Man.
I was fucking young. I was like a sophomore in high school. Matt was breaking down Kanye West and Kid Cudi poker face lyrics with his friends when I got there. They were breaking. They're like, dude, he mentions getting head 3 different ways here.
What?
I was like, dude, college
dude, you're
is sick.
Lying,
I was
dude.
Like, you guys were breaking down poker face. You're like, listen,
the song poker face.
Yeah with Kid Cudi. He's like, he talks about getting head 3 different ways, and I was like, dude, this is fucking sick.
I don't remember that.
We were drinking Captain Morgan and ginger ale.
Right, wow. You're right about that.
And then
nail me on that. That's my favorite drink.
We went to a party, and someone passed me a bowl, and I hit it, and I was just gone. I remember the next thing I know, I was looking out of a window, like going up to 7-Eleven.
Just think about Kid Cudi and Wale.
What the fuck is going on? Then I got to Keto's and we went back home. That place was sick. It had like a catwalk and shit.
Hey, what do you think of Wale as a lyricist these days?
I don't know. I don't even remember that.
Dude. I remember.
It sounds like something I was more into rap.
Dude, I admitted, yes.
I remember that happening
down
and then going back to school.
I don't even remember. I don't remember that. So it sounds like something I would be into.
Yeah, it was when you guys had that blue truck, the blue van, because the next day.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. The next day I was throwing up out of the side of it.
Yeah, you don't handle weed well, do you?
No, it wasn't weed. It was because of Captain Morgan. True. We were listening to music. I thought it was sick. And I got back home, and I was talking to my younger cousin. I was just like, dude, if you smoke weed, music sounds good as shit.
Man, did you cry? Did you ever get caught drinking?
We never got in trouble.
I only got caught drinking once, and I was super pissed off because I thought I was going to have to lose my girlfriend, but I didn't, so I was chilling. I was all you grounded for like a week.
Were you what? Super pissed off or were you super sad?
I was super sad. That's a girlfriend I wrote Lottery of Love to.
I love her. Oh, yeah, wait, what's Lottery of Love?
Love Notes. Love Mile X. He saved
me. This makes me so happy. Just you guys trying to humiliate each other.
he saved we were airing stuff out before.
Thank God, dude. I told God I only have two evil sisters.
Yeah.
I had to, dude. The gain, but it's good you have brothers that check you on your gayness immediately.
Yeah, sisters.
Some guys, you can run amok for a while, and then you get drilled with something. That's they, what let, they yeah. Sisters are like the FBI. They like let cases build it. Yeah. Brothers are like local police, where they're like, oh, we got him on speeding. It's like, no, let him speed. We're going to see where he's going.
They build like RICO charges on you. Yeah,
they crush you.
Dude. Yeah, there was a file on the computer. Yeah, you weren't really much for getting caught drinking. You're more of like a porn guy.
I got caught.
You're more of a sexual pervert.
I got caught with sexual porn once.
You were a sex pervert.
Caught with more porn than once. I ever got caught with it.
It was because of you.
Film made it.
Clean out with Hoss, and I got a bunch of porn magazines, slit the box spring, and put them all in there.
Solid.
And then I came home. There was like tranny.
How is this because of me?
I did a clean out. They're like, yo, check it out.
Did you say there was tranny porn?
They were in the back, the ads of those magazines.
Course, they're always in the ads.
They're treacherous.
They're always in the ads.
Come on, dude.
You don't remember all that?
No, I never
like
looked at porno
mags. Magazines. You never go to the back, mags. And it's like a tranny and shit?
Never use mags, ever.
Really?
Mm.
What did you use? Just Mind Beats?
Yeah, I think early. No, we had porn. We had pornos. We had like videos. We had tapes.
Where'd you watch that?
I think my one friend's parents were sexual perverts like you. That were obsessed with pornos.
Yeah. I think you watch a lot more porn than I do.
Don't you dare put that on me.
I don't watch porn.
Oh, these days?
Yo, I'm off porn. I've been off porn the longest
time. I've heard that the McCusker boys love telling you they're off porn. That's
I'm
one
off
thing
porn,
they,
dude.
They lead with it in conversation.
I go straight caveman mode.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I sit in my room.
Like
I think of
women?
Every time I've ever had sex.
That's nice.
Nah, dude.
It's just, I rifle through my brain then finally.
Like, that's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, if you can't make yourself come with imagination, you don't need to be jerking off. I was tempted hard today. I got a nap. Bae was out working out. I had full, I was like, just do it. I said, nah, man.
Waking up from nap boners are serious.
I swished.
Yeah.
I swished myself jerking off with the person.
It's good staying at, whenever I stay in Philly, I landed, so I don't jizz when I'm in Philly. Stay over at Sixes. Sleep on the couch. You
yeah.
Can't jizz. Don't look at me like that.
That's a tough jizz, dude.
Can't jizz at on the couch.
Don't they have like a leather house. Couch?
Yeah, you can't jizz
get
on that couch.
Get a sweaty back and a sweaty ass.
I've never jizzed on that couch.
That's like the sweatiest your balls can get.
And you can't sleep on someone's couch and jizz. It's the
you
wrong
can.
Thing. You,
I mean,
can.
You can.
I've done it. I've done
Couldn't
it.
You just
but it's the wrong thing to do. It's the wrong thing to do.
It's a tough bathroom to beat off in, dude. There's like peeling paint and shit.
You can't jerk
off. That's the only way I do it.
What?
When I would beat it, because I came up just beating off in the bathroom.
True.
I can't beat off. I feel like a weirdo beating off my bed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You still just beat off in your
I
bathroom?
Still go in my bathroom and do it.
Lamar, but how did you guys beat off? I know you and your brother shared air mattresses.
Yeah.
What was the move?
It was
Dutch
just
Dutch runners.
Definitely.
I would beat off in the shower a lot.
You're a shower guy?
Yeah, tub.
Shower guy was when I was young.
Yeah. Yep.
You beat the hell out of your dong in there.
Brother, I remember
my dong took some crushing.
Dude, I used
beatings.
To like try to stick my dick in shampoo bottles and shit. I used to get freaky.
I wasn't getting that freaky, but like the water would make
yeah. You
water
wax
makes
your carrot.
Yeah, like you get like fuck your dick like bleeds.
Well, here's what you got to do. Well, first of all, I used to vaz up two hands. I would go in the shower with just like full
oh, yeah, you
on
fuck your hands.
Monster
jelly
hands,
monster.
Lean my fit, double fist against the wall, and just fuck. I would fuck my hands.
You had a better imagination than me.
And then I used to try to like take toilet paper rolls and like try to get it.
Toilet paper rolls is the go-to. I think everybody's done it. I think everybody's considered it. Yeah. I just couldn't quite MacGyver it. Phil hit me with one. I almost Phil. So we're at dinner, and somebody was like, "Oh, my skin's all dry." I was like, "Oh, I have some cocoa butter in my room," and Phil was instantly like. And I was like, what, dude? What?
When
I shouldn't
this?
Have said what. This is a dinner. Like, this is like Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh,
like,
man.
And Phil was like, because I said I had lotion in my room. And I was so close to being like, I don't use lotion.
Oh, you almost offended
I
yourself.
Had to.
It was a trap.
And then you don't want to say that. You
well,
can't
you,
be at the dinner
you,
table
you
and be like,
lotion,
I don't use lotion.
You don't use lotion?
Okay, if a hotel, I use lotion sometimes.
True, only on the road.
I don't either. I'm dry.
Hotel's
guy.
Nice. Yeah, I'm a dry man myself.
Same. Although I will say in the shower, if you're jerking off
shower,
in the shower,
you can't use dry
you
shower.
Imagine you're getting a hand job, but then you imagine you're getting head. You switch and let the water warm you up, and it's like pretty close, dude. I got a hell of an imagination.
You got
dude.
Such a nice imagination.
Yeah, that's a move, man. You're jerking off. Oh, I used to have a fantasy in the shower. Where I was just getting hand jobs.
You're creative.
Just getting, I mean, definitely.
You're a creative.
I